It's the Cricket Shed. It is yet another welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast, a podcast which looks at development cricket in Zimbabwe from age groups, clubs, and sometimes even associate countries in Africa. Yes, I got you. And it has to be a warm welcome because it is that cold front across Zimbabwe at the moment. But my name is Larry Kwedarai, and it is the day after a dramatic round of cricket in the NPL. The action was hot. The competition is heating up. It was a day in which both Takashinga clubs suffered reversals, and Bulawayo Athletic got their first win.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So let's jump into the big game of the day. Rangers hosted Takashinga 1 at Old Georgians. Let's give you the background. Always trying to be dramatic, okay? Rangers had just lost against Gladiators and Takashinga 1 were unbeaten. Rangers had a former Takashinga 1 player in Dion Myers in their team. Takashinga 1 had Zimbabwe T20 captain Sikander Raza in their side. Debuting this season, well, I mean, he's played the NPL before, but for 2024, this is his first game. He just came back from the T20 blast. They've got a break right now because county cricket is happening, and also is here because we've got India series is coming up. So Takashinga 1 batted first and posted 244 for 9, which is pretty decent given that they were 133 for 7 at some point. Mzarabadi's run a ball 43 towards the end had something to do with putting on a fair score. Joel Gumbi top scored with 49, while Alvin Shiraza made 48. As for Raza, there was a big 6 at some point early and a crushing 4 later. Then was caught a deep mid-wicket off the bowling of Alex Folau, and he just made 11 runs. The response, Nick Welsh had been awful for quite a while. He chose the perfect game not to be awful. He was the glue, making 94 of 93, and Rangers won by 4 wickets. So I had a chat afterwards with Rangers captain Jonathan Campbell. Jonathan, how big is this win against an unbeaten Takashinga 1 side?
Yes, very pleased to beat Takas today. I think, obviously, I believe in my team's ability to win games. And I think today we played to our capabilities. And yeah, we did really well. And I think we can take any team on any given day in club cricket. So yeah, I think obviously Soga Rangers against Takashinga is going to be a rivalry for years to come. So I think good start for us. But yeah, it's just the beginning. We're going to keep our heads down and long tournament ahead.
Nick Welsh came good today after a difficult period. You must be delighted with his performance. And what does it mean for him and, of course, the team?
Yeah, obviously, mightily pleased. He's a really, really talented player. And, he can take down any bowling attack and, on most days. So he's had a little bit of a bad run of form. But, you know, we believe in him. You know, we know his capabilities. You know, he's a destructive man at the top of the order. So it's really good for us going forward because he's going to be, I think, our key figure going forward in this tournament. And the fact that he's found form at the right time in a huge game like this just gives us confidence, gives him confidence. And we look forward to seeing what he's got for the rest of the tournament because I think he's a really excellent player.
Many people have looked at your team as almost what they call, in football, the money bags, almost like a Man City because of the talent you've acquired. How do you respond to such expectations, with some saying you should win the league easily?
Yeah, I think obviously we've got a target on our backs and that's a good thing. We watched all the time and we need to keep up to the standards that we're expected to play at. But for me, it's winning is one thing, but it's the culture and the team dynamic and enjoying our cricket is the main thing. And if we can get that right, then that's all that matters at this stage. I think we've got a lot of talented cricketers that people don't talk about. Jaden Schadendorf's come off an excellent season. Nick Welsh, Kuta Macheka in particular is bowling at the speed of light. So we've got a lot of players that people don't necessarily talk about because of all the Zim players we've got in our team. But they are really, really good cricketers. And those are the guys that are going to hold us in good stead and holding our club together going forward. So, yeah, watch out for us. I think those guys are going to be key coming forward, especially in the domestic season to come. So, expectations are one thing, but, we're looking to, like I said, build a culture, build a cricket club you know, and enjoy our cricket.
And finally, 3 wins out of 4, just about right or ahead of schedule, given this is your debut season?
Yes, Larry, I mean, 3 wins out of 4 at this stage, not too bad. I think, obviously, with the players we've got, we want to try and win every game. So that's our goal. I think that's everyone's goal going into it. But like I said, if we play the right brand of cricket and we play our best cricket, I do believe that we've got the team for it. But, you know, I think what my brother alluded to when he talked to you early in the season and he said we want to ruffle some feathers. interesting choice of words, but I think we do. And hopefully today after this victory, we have done that. And guys know who we've got, and I'm looking forward to them excelling in the next games to come. So 3 out of 4 is about par for now. And we've got to keep our heads down. You know, there's a lot of good players in Zimbabwe at the moment, and we just got to keep our heads down, play as good as cricket as we can, and let's see where that takes us.
Jonathan Campbell, the Rangers captain, has thrown down the gauntlet and say they now have a rivalry with Tuckers. But what do you think of Nick Walsh's performance? And is Jonathan Campbell right to say there is a rivalry there? Do you see a rivalry with Takashinga One? I don't know. WhatsApp me on +2637199033327 with a voice note and your thoughts. I'll be giving that number throughout, so you don't have to be like, oh, let me go back and see if I got it correct. But it's +2637199033327. That is a number you can send a voice note. Do not call, because we want a recording of what you have to say. Just send a voice note. Will be interesting to see how this pans out.
It's the Cricket Shed.
To the other big match of the day, the other Takashinga side suffered a loss at home. But before the match, West side captain Vincent Maseka says Sadie's side was in it to win the tournament.
Our fans like to call us West side the best side, and we want to assure our fans that this season is the season where we are going for glory, and we want to grab the silver with this season.
And when they did in this particular match, making it 3 on the bounce after the first loss against Takashinga One, Taitoto Makauyo scored a century for Westside, exactly 100 off 104 balls. But the road back from 180 for 4, it looked like it was going to be a man-month score because they still had 9.4 overs left, but they were bowled out for 214, which is a good response from Takashinga 2. Reduced to 43 for 4, Takashinga 2 looked headed for a massive defeat. But there was a big partnership, 101 between Tino Chiwara, yes, and Nodish Kaia, and combined 101 run partnership before the former was out for obstructing the fielder. So Nodish Kaia was out for obstructing the fielder. He was on 37. Chiwara eventually left for 64, and while Trevor Gwande made 29 at a runner ball towards the end, he could not stop the preventing Takashinga 2's first defeat of the season. Over to Strikers, they got another win, this time over Scorpions. Zimbabwe Under-19 Cricket World Cup star Vilen Changa carried on from where he left the other day. After scoring a blistering century in the previous match, he smashed 83 off just 56 balls, 2 sixes and 12 fours, all part of it. Vincent Manyama took 5 for 28 for Strikers to win by 139 runs. They posted 254 for 9 before bowling out Scorpions for 115. Over to Mashingo, Blau Athletic Club registered their first win of the season, finally beating Knights Cricket Club by 5 wickets outside Calvin Mabvute. Knights, you know, struggled to get going and were bowled out for a modest 158 in 38 overs. Were it not for the 30 extras, that score would have been a bit more dire. So Brandon James top scored with an unbeaten 50 as BAC got to the total in 29.4 overs. Rainbow Cricket Club bounced back to winning ways after that shock loss to Mbizo. They beat Amakosi by 6 wickets. Ralak Patel's great start to the season continued, scoring 55 and taking 2 wickets. They bowled out Amakosi for 178 and got to 181 for 4 in 38.4 overs. Also doing great for Rainbow was the multidisciplinarily talented teenage sensation Malachi Harry, who took 2 wickets. I think he's like 17 and has played age group tennis for Zimbabwe. And yeah, he's a very, very talented young player. Zimbabwe under 17-week youngster Rowan Conson got his maiden century in the NPL. He was a big deal during April, during that Zimbabwe under 17 week. Go and check out an interview that I had with Zimbabwe cricket general manager cricket affairs, Dirk Verdeeuwen, about that under 17 week. And Rowan Conson also spent a lot of time with the Alton Shikumbura Academy whilst at it. So it got some, well-needed refinements there. And I think it also bodes well for him that the new coach for the national team is, national under-19 team is Alton Shikumbura. He made 101 off 152, dead Rowan Conson, the lion's share of a second wicket partnership of 132 with captain Tanatswa Bechani. On the bowling front, Luyanda Mtomba then took 5 for 19 to restrict Mbizo to 181 while chasing 221. Finally, Gladiators are swinging their swords. That's because Gladiators are the remaining unbeaten team in the league after beating Rimuka Cricket Club by 167 runs. Milton Shumba scores 76 and Western Madeira 44 as they put 245 for 8 as their total after 45 overs. After that, Malcolm Chukwuma, the veteran, was mesmerizing, taking 5 for 15 in his 9 overs, 2 of them as maidens. Nyasha Mayavo was the only resistance for Rimuka as they made only 78. He scored 44 for those. Are Gladiators back after an awful 2023 season? And WhatsApp me on +263 719 903 327. Are the Chitunguza boys back? Send me a voice note. I don't want to be reading out your messages. It's fine to read our messages, but I really want to hear your voices. It's a podcast, okay? Send me your thoughts. Okay, so after match day 4, here are the standings. Looking at the standings, Gladiators are top of the log because of net run rate, having won all three of their matches. Takashinga second, having won 3 matches, but they played 4. They're also on 30 points. Also, there are, I'll tell you, 6 clubs all on 30 points. I'm going to roll them out. And none of them has got a 100% record now. So I must tell you that. None of them got, all these clubs that are on 30 points, I'm going to roll out. None of them got a 100% record. The only team that's got a 100% record is Gladiators at the top, but they've played 1 match less. The rest have played 1 match more. So Takashinga 1 in 2nd, Takashinga 2 in 3rd, Sogo Rangers in 4th, Westside Cricket in 5th, and Rainbow Cricket Club in 6th. Coming in 7th is Strikers Cricket Club. They won their second match this on the bounce. So they are on 7th on 20 points. Queen's Sports Club is also 2nd on 20 points. Wilaya Athletic have registered their first win on 10 points. Amakosi also have 10 points. Mbizo Cricket Club, they've got that big win against Rainbow Cricket Club on match day 3. So that gives them also 10 points. Scorpions have got 10 points as well. But at the bottom, Rimuka and Knights Cricket Club, having played 3 games each, have no wins this season.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So, what is my take? I think this section like really needs a name. So, send me a message, +263 719 903 327. Send me a WhatsApp message with suggestions for what this section should be called. You know, right after the review, where I give you my breakdown. Is Larry's breakdown, Larry's take, Larry laughs? I don't know. What are you going to call it? Now for the breakdown. The big story is, of course, Nick Welsh finally getting runs. Like I say, there's a player there, very good player. We've seen him, the talent is there. And something was just not clicking, leading to, to him being a bit rubbish, really. He'll accept that for 7 or so months. So I think, he's chosen the right time. I don't know if he intentionally throws it. I think every match he played over the last couple of months, even the qualifier where he stank up the place, even his debut in Namibia, even domestic that he was playing, I don't think he was like, I'm going to fail here. He's been trying. You can see he's trying. But this, to get your confidence back against the defending champions, that is a boost. And I think he's going to kick on from here. Zimbabwe needs openers, and he has shown before that he's up to the task on the domestic front. And I just want to see him step up and make more runs in the NPL and hopefully end up in the national team. Because, like I said, he's a clean hitter off the ball. Zimbabwe need those kind of hitters, especially going towards the T20 World Cup qualifiers and the World Cup in 2026, and also the big one, the 2027 World Cup that we're hosting. I'm also impressed by the number of teenagers playing in the NPL and doing well. I think my one criticism of the under-19 team that went and stank up the place in South Africa earlier this year is that we had too many undercooked players. Like, look, an under-19 player is not the finished product, okay? But a lot of those players were like schoolboy cricket ready. So they were like, and most of them were playing like T20 cricket. And there's so many T20 cricket tournaments that are schoolboy level. And you're just kind of like, okay, these guys are not really finding out about their cricket enough. The talent was there. So I'm not saying the guys who went there didn't have talent. Campbell McMillan, a whole bunch of those guys. It's a very good team that went out there. But they had not performed when pitted against men. So they were not doing enough club cricket. And that's just the sort of thing that you want these kids playing. Growing Continent is 17 and has already gotten a century. And this is against men. It's not like he's gone and gotten a century at club cricket. And that's going to, you know, give him confidence, going to make him believe he belongs at a certain stage. And if he gets to go to an under-19 World Cup, he's going to believe he's done, because he's done it against big players, then he can do it against anybody else. And you want to see that kind of promise at that age. I remember back in the day, back in the day, we talk about how Hamilton Masakaze was getting centuries at 15 years old. You want to see that sort of thing in your youngsters playing in club cricket. And eventually, if they get into provincial cricket, then that also carries on. Ronak Patel is also showing all the promise many have been talking about and excited about since last year. And he's been, especially since the Zimbabwe Cricket app, please download. I recommend you do, because you can get so many of these stats and these youngsters. He has the most runs in the tournament this season. Yeah, he's 18, 245, another 24 under-19 youngster. Villain Changa is second with 222. Consen is fifth on 167. So three of the top five are teenagers, boys. Teenagers. On the bowling front, Takunda Manyama, an African Games gold medalist, Tinashe Muchawaya, is second, on 12. Now, we want to see more of this, and also the national team players kicking into gear, because we want to see the big scores. Remember I'm talking about, we don't have enough scores getting into the mid-200s. We've been getting a lot of scores, low 200s, or not even crossing the 200 threshold. It's getting better, so we want to see more of that. There are two more match days after this, then the NPL takes a break for the big India series. Going to be having some news. I know this is a development cricket, but I think so. People need to know what's happening. If this is the only podcast you listen to, we have another podcast called the Clubhouse End Podcast. There will be an episode on Monday this coming week with the India preview, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And every match day, there will be a podcast that will be focusing on the India series. But the Cricket Shared Podcast will take a break for the India series as well, okay? We're going to take a break for the India series so that it can concentrate on the India series, unless we come across a great and exciting story and we'll just throw it into there. I mean, if we bump into somebody at the India series and they're doing some exciting development cricket, we might take it or we might file it. I don't know. Now I'm just talking about a lot of things. I'm back on Friday for a preview of Saturday and Sunday action. And if you want to have a say and be part of the conversation, I said it before, send a voice note with your name and the team you support to +26371990332 and comment on any of the things that we talked about. Talk to me about the season so far. What have you found exciting about the season? Has the season worked out? And who have you been most excited about? Which team do you think is going to win the tournament? Yeah, so far, is it too early to tell? I know some people have thrown their master behind teams they actually support. And this is what I want to also see. I mean, it's all very well that I can hear from fans from Harare, you know, hear from a Takashinga fan and so forth. I'd like to hear from fans from Strikers. I want to hear fans from Scorpions. I want to in Mashingo Knights. It's your first season. Tell me about it. Do you like it? I'm going to be talking to more of the players and stuff, but I want to get to you. This is your game. These are your clubs, okay? This is your game. Yeah, they are your clubs. And this has been the Cricket Shed podcast, available on Spotify, Apple and Afropods, with more podcatchers coming online soon. This is a 3 Mob Radio production for 3 Men on a Boat. My name is Ladi Kwitadai. See you on Friday.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.